in 2016 is unbelievable, that there are so many countries all over the world that girls are still fighting for the right to go to school, the right for education, simple rights that some other countries maybe don't put so much attention of it. We, especially the Latin American countries, we come from places with a lot of chauvinism, and it's a culture thing.
What does that mean, the chauvinism? Does that mean women can't choose contraception?
Not only that, it's that we are not paid equally as men. We are not treated equally as men. We had no voices in many of our groups. It's really a gender equality that we need, and we're fighting for it.
Can we just talk a bit more about Latin America? There was another speaker at this World Health Summit saying that in South Africa, 5,000 young girls get HIV infection each week. What's the case in Latin America? Can you just give us a global picture?
It is a lot, too. Like, I'm going to speak about my country. In Panama, we have big problems with the comarcas. Comarcas are the aborigines area. They have total different customs. And not only in Panama, which I am referring, in Africa, too. And it's very difficult because sometimes men do not agree for women to use contraceptives or for religious reasons. But you have to give the information to women so they can have the right to choose about their lives. How if I don't want to have sex, or if I want to be use contraceptive, but you have to inform the women, and we're just not getting any information.
Are we really way off there? Is this the kind of message that you're going to be taking to the UN General Assembly meeting ending AIDS in June?
Absolutely. I think one of the most important things in the world is education. If we get the gender equality about education in our women and our children, I think we can end this epidemic, because then women are going to be more empowered about their lives. And that is very important.
Because we know that women spend more on their families than men. It's just a given. It's data. It's using the data we have as well.
When you talk about women, especially men, think about your mothers. Your mother is professional. She takes care of you at the house. She takes care of the husband. There's so many roles that women play in our lives that we have to prepare our young women for this, to make their own and right decisions. But only with education, they're going to be able to do that. So that's why it's so important.
And is there a sense, finally, that really there is a changing mindset now in the international community?
Yes, absolutely. It's 2016. And even the church, the Catholic Church, is changing. The entire world is changing. It's about brotherhood, about equality, about love, about unity. Borders are a state of mind. We are one soul everywhere. And I think that thanks to that, we all leaders are thinking more of unity, of all as one, not separating women and separating men, or young women and young men. No, everybody as one, with the same rights.